Hello and welcome to the Bridge City Church podcast. If you would like to get connected, you can find us on Facebook at Bridge City Church. Or come along to our Sunday service at 10 a.m. We'd love to have a coffee and a chat. We hope you enjoy this week's message. See you at church.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Carolyn and I'm part of the leadership team at Bridge City Church, part of this amazing church family, and it is such a privilege and honour to stand before you today. The title of this message is Love Always, something that's really close, well, it's close to all of our hearts because God is love, but there was a time in my life when I really didn't understand God's love, how deeply He loved me. And as He showed me that in the past, and as I really began to understand more how deeply He loves me, then I began to really care about loving others the way He loves me. And it's a journey. I want to read from 1 Corinthians 13 in the New Living Translation. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Love always. Bridge City Church is an awesome church. We have the most beautiful pastors, an amazing church family here who are really good at showing love. If anyone came into our church and they didn't know Jesus and they had had a rough time in the past, they would be loved so well by this family. And people have come in to this church and been loved by this family. But sadly, in this day and age, people who haven't been brought up in the church don't usually wake up on Sunday morning and take themselves off to church. If they did, we could teach them that God loves them so much more than they can begin to imagine, and that Jesus is the answer. There are so many things outside of church vying for people's attention. Church has become low on the list for people to make time for when there is so much other stuff to fit in. So I've been on a journey of discovery, and it's about love. Love always. I know Jesus is the answer. I know that there is no greater thing in life than to have a living relationship with Jesus, to have Him lead and guide me, to experience His grace and mercy and forgiveness on a daily basis, to have the deep peace inside that can only come from Him. I have experienced life walking with Jesus, and I've experienced it walking without Him. I know the difference, and I know He is the answer to all of our needs. My journey of discovery is about how I can help others know the reality of the love of Father God. So to do this, I really thought, I need to know the things that were important to Jesus because Jesus came to show the love of God. So I began to study the Gospels and to really take notice of the way that Jesus loved people. He loved people, he loved all people, and he loved deeply. And it's his desire that they would know him. Love always. If there's one thing that I want to encourage us all to, if you forget everything else I say and remember one thing, if you can take love always away with you, that would be awesome, because that is my main point. I asked, how can I love people as Jesus loves people? How can I help them to know Jesus? There are many people in my life who I love and care about on different levels. There's family, there's friends, there's work colleagues, there's people who serve me in shops and cafes, and sometimes random strangers walking down the street. Jesus loves them all, and he's instructed me to love them too. And it's amazing, once you start to ask God to give you his love for his people, you do love random strangers walking past you on the street. I don't know how many times Andrew and I have been walking and he's like, you don't have to wave to every single person you walk past. But it's like I just feel this love welling up. So he just quietly walks along next to me while I'm waving to people. Love always. I'm just going to read from 1 John 4, 7 to 8 first. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God could draw whoever he wants into our churches. He's God. He could do that. He could just say, okay, Murray Bridge, into church this morning. And he could allow them to hear of his love for them. No problem. But he wants to use us, his children, in the process. We are integral in the work of God in people's lives and in people's hearts in this community. The God of the universe, this is amazing to me. The God of the universe wants to partner with us to bring his love to the lost and broken people of our world. Being part of God's plan for humankind is the greatest opportunity and the greatest blessing. God is very keen, desperately keen, to be involved in every aspect of our day if we invite him. So, in learning this as I'm reading his word, at the beginning of the day I began to ask God to order my steps. It's a simple prayer. To make no conversation an accident, to give me his words of love and encouragement for his people, and to help me not to miss an opportunity to do good to others, to be the hands and feet of Jesus where he has placed me. God always answers that prayer if we're serious. The opportunities that have presented themselves have blown my mind as I have prayed that prayer. Amazing things. And you just see these things happen. You think, oh, wow, God. But it's his heart. He wants to love people. And he wants to use us to do that. And in doing that, even if we don't really feel like it that day, it's amazing how he just fills us with his love. We don't have to agree with the people we are called to love. We don't have to like the way they talk or their lifestyle even. But we do need to listen, and we need to do good by showing love in action and in words. 1 Peter 4 verse 8 says, most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Many people in the community sadly perceive Christians as being narrow-minded and judgmental, and that the church is always speaking up against things that they're doing, that the church is all about rules people have to follow. Inadvertently, we can sometimes give the impression that we don't really care about people, we just want to correct them. Therefore, it's even more important that we show deep love for people, as the scripture says. Love always. Some of us might feel we don't have great skills in talking to people and knowing what to say, but it's not about that. It's about listening. is about listening to people, and by listening, we begin to understand how they feel and what they think. And one way is to ask questions. People feel more comfortable to talk when they're talking about the things that are close to them and what they know. Jesus asked lots of questions while he was here on earth. He was genuinely interested in how people felt and what they thought, and they knew it. Jesus deliberately placed himself amongst people who were considered to be the outcasts of society. So many were drawn to him and followed him because they saw his unconditional love. Love always. Asking God to order our steps, as I said, is a simple prayer and yet powerful, as we're asking God to use us, to speak through us, to love others through us, and to keep us alert to opportunities. Opportunities are everywhere. We don't have to take ourselves out of our normal everyday life to be able to be Jesus' hands and feet, loving people. You can show love at a checkout while you're shopping for groceries, while waiting to pick kids up from school, at a sporting match, whilst going for a walk, in the workplace. You can be sure that God will give the opportunities if you ask him. Wherever there are people, there are opportunities. I'm sure many of you have found this yourselves. I know many of you have. But I think we often underestimate the power of us as a group of people, our church here at Bridge City Church, all deliberately going out in the areas where we live and work, shop and hang out, and being deliberate about loving every person we come across. Yes, even our enemies. Matthew 5, 44, 45 says, "But I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike." Some years ago, I had a work colleague who took a vehement dislike to me and went about trying to cause difficulties for me in the workplace. I found it really hurtful because the treatment was unfair and undeserved. But I just heard the whisper of the Holy Spirit, pray for this person. Ask God to bless this person. Ask God to fill this person with joy. Ask God to lead this person to himself. And when I first started, so I heard God say that and I started to pray. And when I first started to pray, I still felt the hurt and the injustice and all of that. But I knew that was what God was wanting me to do, so I kept on. Daily, I would pray for this person. And then over a period of time, my feelings began to change and line up with God's heart. And I started to feel genuine love for this person. And while I was asking for God to bless them and pour out his blessings upon them, I'm like, I really want that for this person. And eventually, as always is with God, amazing things happen, and we have a very, very good relationship to this day. And God has blessed this person. So far, they don't know him, but their life is full of blessings they didn't have before, and it's just an awesome testimony of the love of God. So that was a situation that I chose to be obedient to God when I was tempted to be otherwise. Love always. Luke 5, 29 to 32. "Later, Levi held a banquet in his home with Jesus as the guest of honour. Many of Levi's fellow tax collectors and other guests also ate with them. But the Pharisees and their teachers of religious law complained bitterly to Jesus' disciples, 'Why do you eat and drink with such scum?'" This is still the New Living Translation. Not very nice things to say. Jesus answered them, "Healthy people don't need a doctor, sick people do. I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners and need to repent." Jesus saw the unseen. He saw the people who the religious leaders considered to be notorious sinners. Jesus not only saw them, but he deliberately went and spent time with them, showing them love and acceptance. It was the unconditional love these people saw in Jesus that moved them to follow him. Jesus approached the unsaved with love and with grace. Love always. I recently read a book by Paul Bartlett titled Thank God It's Monday. I don't know if any of you have read it. It's an amazing book. You know, the worldly work week view is, thank God it's Friday, we're out of here, we've got the weekend to relax, and you know, us as Christians, we get to come to church on Sunday and have our real spiritual time when the rest of the week is not like that. But Paul says Monday is the beginning of a great opportunity. It's the opportunity to love others through the rest of our week. It's the opportunity to do the real work of God. He says we have to genuinely love our community even if they never come to church. We have to serve them selflessly. We need to love them first. And just on a side note there, we love God because He first loved us. We should give of ourselves first. We should serve them first. And tied to that, we should become engaged in what they love doing and become a part of their life and their world. When we do that, people will begin to trust us. They'll begin to trust what we do and say. From there, we can build relationships. Love always. John 15, 12 to 13. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Loving others as Jesus loves requires coming out of our comfort zones. It means being the one to leave a comfortable group of friends and go and talk to the person that's off by themselves. It means giving up our own relaxation time to do things that will help others in need. It's often not convenient, and loving comes at a cost. Some of you may have heard the story about the old man walking along the beach and he saw a starfish washed up on the sand. And as he kept walking, he saw another one and another one. And then he saw hundreds, maybe even thousands of starfish washed up on the sand. And then he saw a little boy coming towards him. The little boy picked up a starfish and threw it back into the ocean. And he walked along and picked up another one and threw it back into the ocean. And the old man said, little boy, what are you doing? You can't possibly make a difference. There's too many. And the little boy leant down and picked up another starfish and he threw it into the ocean and he looked at the old man and he said, but I made a difference to that one. Quite often we look at the enormous areas of need all around us and feel overwhelmed. We don't know where to start. We don't feel like we could make a difference. But the truth is we can. Every single one of us. Even a smile and a compliment to someone serving you in a shop can give a loving boost to their day. It's amazing the impact of a smile to a random stranger walking past you on the street and a brief greeting. Let me encourage all of you, including myself, to not wait until you are feeling good in yourself to reach out in love to others. As you love others, as we love others in obedience to God, His love wells up in us. And it's amazing. Helping the one is very important to God. Jesus spoke about leaving the many to help the one in Luke 15 with the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin. Luke 15, 3 to 7. So Jesus told them this story. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep. In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. How incredible. Just imagine that in heaven for the one. Love always. Jesus loved the unlovely. He loved the ones that were shunned by the religious leaders of the time. He loved them even though everyone knew they were blatantly doing wrong. He loved the notorious sinners. He loved them into the kingdom of God. Luke 19, 1 to 9, Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region and he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. Zacchaeus, he said, quick, come down. I must be a guest in your house, in your home today. Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the people were displeased. He has gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner, they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord, and if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much. Jesus responded, salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. Look at that. The love of Jesus transformed Zacchaeus. Love always. I would like to encourage us all today to ask God to order our steps, to put us in the path of people who need us each day. I've seen some amazing acts of love shown to the community by people in this church. I'm just going to mention a few of them. Some of them include, so during the COVID lockdown time, some people were going around putting encouraging pamphlets with scripture into people's letterboxes. Amazing. So a commitment of time and love and sacrifice in doing that. Words of encouragement that we don't know the effect, but I'm sure God would have multiplied what was done and drawn people to himself. We've had people making meals, cooking meals religiously, helping regularly, I should say, to help those in need. We've had an older lady standing on a ladder when she shouldn't be on a ladder, but standing on a ladder so she could talk over the fence and encourage neighbours that were struggling. How amazing. How amazing. The love of God. It's incredible. We had another woman who had to make a call about her phone account, and she got a call centre. She got a woman from the Philippines on this call, and it was amazing because she received help in a time of need for her phone account. And she was so thankful, and how her knowledge of how God had helped her. She formed a relationship with this lady in the Philippines. They ended up exchanging details and over messenger chat have kept in contact. So this lady shared with a Filipino lady about the YouVersion app on her phone and how she can get the word of God. And what an amazing connection. And who would have thought, just through being, you know, ready to share the love of God. So it doesn't have to even be somebody you know. A call center. Who would have thought? We all get frustrated by call centers. But let's use it as an opportunity. There are people in your world that can only be helped by you. It's not people that have special giftings and this and that or something else. It's you in your place where God has placed you. You know, and he's placed us where we are on purpose so that we can be people of influence in our area, whether it be at work, in your home with children, looking after parents while you're out and about, shopping, walking, meetings, having meals out, phone calls, call centres, internet, chats, messenger, emails, and the list goes on. Don't ever think you're not good enough. Don't ever think that. You don't think you don't know what to say, you don't know what to do. If we were all to do or say one little thing, one word of encouragement as God leads, give a helping hand to someone in need, just something every day, we, Bridge City Church, could radically change the community in which we live. We can show them by our actions and words that we serve a loving God who wants to love them into his kingdom. We need to love others and love always. Mark 12, 29 to 31. Jesus replied, the most important commandment is this. Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these. 1 Corinthians 13, again, 4 to 7, this time in the Passion Translation. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements nor inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect nor selfishly seek its own honour. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offence. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. Let's pray. Father, as we leave here today, help us to think about Jesus' life on earth and the example he gave in how to love and serve others. Show us, Lord, what we can do as individuals. Let us wake up tomorrow morning, Monday morning, and as we begin our new week, to just ask you, Lord, how can I love someone today? Order my steps. Bring the people across my path. Help me to love as Jesus loves. Help us to be truly thankful that it is Monday and we have the opportunity and privilege to go out and love others for the rest of the week. Help us to draw closer to you, to become a little more like Jesus every day as we follow his leading, to be his hands and feet wherever he has placed us. We ask these things in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. If you enjoyed today's podcast, make sure you subscribe to stay up to date with all our latest sermons. If you would like to get connected, you can find us on Facebook at Bridge City Church, or come along to our Sunday service at 10 a.m.